Annie's Christmas by the Sea, written by Liz Eales and read by Katie Sobey.
Chapter 1. My dad is the rugged hero of Scandi noir dramas on TV. A Viking tall actor with cheekbones to die for, who cycles across Copenhagen when not kicking ass on screen. So it's hard to fathom why this odd little man in front of me is claiming to be my father.
I met your mother at a music festival in the late 80s and we kinda hooked up,
says the man, who's apparently called Barry. Not Sven or Ulrich or Axel, but Barry, which is possibly the least Scandinavian-sounding name ever. He adjusts the mirrored sunglasses he's worn since turning up on my doorstep and glances through the window at the waves smashing into the harbour wall.
Spandau were headlining the festival. Nice lads. And I was in an up-and-coming band that was about to sign with a record label.
His voice has a strange Essex meets Mid-Atlantic twang.
Did your mother tell you about me?
When I shake my head, he shrugs before tugging at his leather trousers, which are bunching up in the crotch area.
That's weird.
What's weird is you arriving out of the blue, I say sharply. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but Barry's abrupt arrival feels like an ambush, and my heart is hammering. Maybe you could have written first, before just turning up.
Could have, probably should have, but that's not my style, babe. I'm more a spontaneous doer than a writer,
he drawls.
I suppose this has come as a surprise, then.
Yeah, Barry. I'd say some random bloke invading my home and claiming paternity is a surprise. I'd go so far as to call it a humongous shock, even worse than waking up to discover that Trump is leader of the free world. My hands are shaking, and I clamp my arms to my side so Barry won't see. It's not that I'm unused to long-lost family suddenly appearing out of the blue. I only met my great-aunt Alice for the first time earlier this year, and I've met my slimeball, distant cousin Toby Trebarwith since. But that was almost a year ago, and none of us were expecting my absent father to crawl out of the woodwork. When I stay quiet, Barry pushes his bottom lip forward and frowns.
Didn't your mother tell you anything about me at all?
Not really. Just a few bits and pieces. Like letting slip when I was a child that my dad was a Viking. Just one tiny fact, but it sparked my imagination, and my father became a Scandinavian superhero living in a perfect IKEA world. My unusual bright blue eyes only gave credence to the story, which began to feel real over the years. It's daft, I know, but I thought the Viking might have become an actor, which is why I'm obsessed with Scandi dramas like The Bridge and Borgen. I never once imagined that my dad was a short man called Barry, with a paunch hanging over the top of his trousers and greasy hair down to his shoulders. If you really are my father, I say slowly, my voice wobbling as he sinks with a loud oof onto Alice's sofa. How long have you known about me?
For sure. Only since I googled Trebarwith family in Salt Bay a couple of weeks ago and your photo came up. It was some news story about you being caught in a flood. Did this place get swamped then?
He takes in the bare plaster walls of Alice's sitting room and the new jute carpet.
I'm surprised that your mum kept quiet about me. I never forgot her. She was the first woman I ever shat...
He presses his lips together tightly.
Made love to, and you always remember your first time, don't you? Even if it's all fumbled and frantic.